All right, day 15, forgive others. I'm going to add something on to that too. I know it's not in your book, but also forgive yourself. Forgiveness is a powerful tool. It's, you know, I have water here. I've been trying to stay hydrated. And I would liken it to that because it helps you stay healthy. For what's ahead of you, you don't have the bandwidth. You don't have the mind space. You don't have the build to carry the weight of unforgiveness in your heart and still live free. I've gone through a lot of things in life where I've had to forgive, one of which was, I don't have the time to go into it, but with our daughter, when we found out at 16 at a counselor sitting in an office that a bunch of things had happened to her when she was a little girl. And that was probably the lowest moment of my life, sitting there listening to these things in horror, but also in disbelief and trying to process this and process healing for her. And then this journey starts. And it's a process of forgiveness, because at some point we have to be able to forgive and move on. It doesn't mean that we have to keep certain things in our life. I remember being in Rwanda. I was in Rwanda and a couple times. And if you look at the genocide that took place there was 1 million people killed in 90 days. We toured facilities. We toured memorials. And we heard story after story that was so unbelievably moving, unlike anything I've ever experienced. And this is only from 1993. This wasn't that long ago. But the president said something that moved me and really something I'll never forget. He said, as we move forward from this place, we're going to have to choose forgiveness if we're going to rebuild our nation. And that meant that if there was people that were offenders, maybe they killed your brother or your sister, they had to go and ask forgiveness and try to make it right. They did put some people in jail, the worst offenders, but they couldn't imprison half a nation. They would lose their future. And so forgiveness was power. And so it was somebody who was offended. They lost a family member brutally. People were killed, tortured, all this stuff. But they had to choose forgiveness. And the president said this, and I hope you never forget this. Forgiveness still means that somebody's got to be willing to carry the weight. It does free you up. But at some point, you have to be willing to say, I don't want this in my life anymore, because it becomes resentment, which becomes a root. And that affects your relationships. It affects how you show up to things. And I don't believe God wants you to live with unforgiveness. Matter of fact, the scripture says, look, forgive because I've forgiven you. Guys, some of you, you know, we've been forgiven so much. And maybe that's something that you struggle with even maybe receiving forgiveness. I want this to be the day that you're free. I love where it talks about transgressions and forgiveness in the Bible, where it says, hey, he takes those sins and he forgets it. As far as the East is from the West, as far as that is, as far as it's like, he doesn't even remember anymore. I love how he used that analogy. Why? Because if he had said North and South, if we go around the world, as we go North, eventually when we go around, we will start going South again. But one thing is cool. When he says, as far as the East is from the West, when you go East, you will always go East. You will never go West. And God was saying, you ask me forgiveness? You are forgiven. You cannot allow those things to hold over your head. What Jesus did on the cross, he did it because he loved you. He did it because he already knew that he was putting his love and all of his stock and everything into empowering us and the purpose on our life into an imperfect vessel. And that's not an excuse to do whatever we want, but it is a reason to receive God's forgiveness. Say, God, what you did on the cross is enough. I'm no longer going to be bound. I'm no going to longer live in the past. I'm going to be forgiven and I'm going to start living free and let that weight go, as well as forgiving others. Think about this for a moment. I want you to take some time with the Lord and ask yourself, are there things that you need to forgive? And I understand that for big things, it could be a process, but there are some things that are hanging on to you that you know you don't need in your life anymore, and they're hindering you and they're hurting you. And so forgiveness and receiving and accepting forgiveness, it helps you. So live a forgiven, free life. And just like you get a shower every day and you get hydrated, learn to just be easily to forgive and move on. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.